This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Monday, May 20th. Well, wheat goes higher in Friday trading as futures gain momentum. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was higher, and they're starting to hit a couple of significant resistant numbers. So technically speaking, we could get a little bit more support there. One thing to really watch out for corn and wheat right now, there are some big short positions. If the funds start to cover those, we're going to see a mad scramble, and we definitely could see some wild volatility. Certainly, we're off our lows we had from the big sell-off on Monday, and now we're starting to see the market have a lot of movement and start kind of pay attention to what's happening with this wet weather. So the spring planting delays for the wheat also add to the support of the market. But the idea that we have big supplies could cap any kind of significant rally for the wheat side. That's not saying anything for the corn side, and I think we're going to see a lot more volatility ahead.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 2 at 463. July corn was up 4 1/4 at 382 and 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were up 3.5, ranging from 590 1/4 to 6 even 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were up 1, ranging from 617 3/4 to 627 3/4. Live cattle for June was up 80 cents at 111.25. May feeder cattle were up 30 cents at 134.42 1/2. And May class 3 milk was up a nickel at 1633.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.